WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump says he's happy with most of his cabinet as he suggests changes may be coming. At a press conference today, he said he's looking at different people or different positions, adding it's very common after the midterms. Meantime, the race between Republican Tom MacArthur and Democrat Andy Kim in New Jersey's 3rd District was too close to call. The mail-in ballots need to be counted. The Ocean County clerk says 30,453 mail-in votes were counted as of last night, and those who took a mail-in ballot have until the end of tomorrow to return them. According to the Burlington County Election Board, they are counting mail-in ballots as well. They should have some answer this afternoon. A nasty campaign that featured a deluge of negative ads ending predictably Tuesday with Senator Bob Menendez defeating Republican challenger Bob Hugin, who spent $36 million of his own money on a race he lost by around 9 points. Menendez called it a victory of hope over hate.
Thank you, New Jersey! For getting me through everything I've been through.
Menendez was severely admonished this year by the Senate Ethics Committee following a corruption trial last year that ended in a hung jury but was prominently featured in Hugin's ads. The 15-year-old runaway teen from Mountain Lakes who's been missing for a week now left behind his cell phone but took $1,000 in cash, according to his parents. Thomas Colding took off last Tuesday after getting into an argument with his parents over his grades. It looks like he took his bike to the Denville train station, hopped the train to Newark, then New York, and then this past Saturday, Colding was actually spotted in Camden at the Walter Rand train station. The man involved in a head-on crash in Delaware that wiped out nearly an entire New Jersey family except the mother has been indicted. 45-year-old Alvin Hubbard III was indicted on 5 counts of second-degree vehicular homicide as well as other offenses. The Teaneck family was returning from a trip to Ocean City, Maryland in July when Hubbard hit their minivan, killing the father and all 4 daughters. Only the mother survived. Trading drug treatment for dropped or downgraded charges has been a successful system so far in Monmouth County, where prosecutor Chris Grimiccioni says cuffs to beds gets recovery specialists involved with offenders at the time of arrest or overdose reversal.
The great thing about these recovery specialist teams that the police departments and the sheriff's office use is they don't just convince them to seek treatment. They actually work to find them a bed. They get them clinically assessed.
The program has had a success rate so far of about 65%.
Hey there, Alexa users. Bob Williams here from New Jersey Fast Traffic.
And I'm meteorologist Dan Zaro. We're trying something brand new this week, the New Jersey Traffic and Weather Weekend Show, a preview of the forecast and of the traffic issues that may get in your way this weekend. You can listen to it every Friday right here in your Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing or on the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page. Enjoy.